This is Chris Stepanek with the University of Vermont, UVM Extension, the Rubenstein School of Environment and Natural Resources, and Lake Champlain Sea Grant. Winter is once again upon us here in Vermont and the Lake Champlain Basin. As individuals, one of the most impactful things we can do in winter to help keep our lakes, streams, and groundwater clean is to reduce the amount of salt we use on our sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots. Salt, most commonly sodium chloride, that we spread on these surfaces helps to keep us safe, but once it's on the land, it can negatively impact water quality, vegetation, and fish and other aquatic life. For instance, in Lake Placid, New York, as a result of winter salting, Mirror Lake has developed a long-lasting zone at the bottom of the lake that has little to no oxygen. This changes natural lake processes and squeezes fish into a narrow band of lake water in summer months as oxygen levels decrease in warming waters above and remain anoxic below. In New York, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire, drinking water wells have become contaminated as a result of road salting, putting people's health at risk and causing homeowners and communities stress, time, and expense for decontamination. These things could happen here in Vermont, too, if we aren't careful about our actions. Before sharing some simple steps you can take to minimize salt use and still keep your family safe in winter, let's talk about how sodium chloride works to protect us. When we spread sodium chloride on our walkways and driveways and it mixes with water, it breaks into its individual components called ions, which are sodium and chloride. These ions then act like referees in a hockey game preventing fights between players. That is, these sodium and chloride ions get in between water molecules that are trying to join together to form ice crystals. The jostling for position of the sodium and chloride ions between water molecules decreases the freezing point of water and thereby minimizes ice formation. Because it only takes about 1 teaspoon of salt to contaminate 5 gallons of water, whatever we can do to minimize our use of salt on the land will help to keep clean waters clean. If you use salt in your driveway, sidewalk, or in a parking lot, always shovel or plow first. Then, identify the areas where it's essential to prevent ice from forming and spread salt only in those areas. Where you do spread salt, use no more than a cup or a cup and a half of rock salt for every 10 sidewalk squares or every 2 parking spaces. There should be about 3 inches between each of the salt grains after you've spread it. If you work with a contractor, set up a contract that minimizes use of salt. Ask them to salt only in critical areas and to spread a salt-water mixture ahead of storms. This both reduces salt use by about 25% and eases the ability to plow or shovel after the storm, saving them time. These steps you can take at home and in communications with your contractor can help prevent contamination of surface and groundwater, keeping waters safer today and in the future.